hold on to Him, because the Psalms says, David said, you know, God, right in the middle of all of my troubles, you enlarged my territory right there in that hard spot, God, right there where I was having issues, God, right there where I was struggling. Lord, you met me right in that place, and you enlarged me in the middle of everything going wrong. And so, y'all stand to your feet this morning. We're going to do what we always do. We're going to show the devil where we're at in life, and that's in a standing position. There's so many things in a week's time that would try to make you fall and be weary and grieved. And I just want to tell you this evening today that God is still well able. We still serve a God that is doing miracles. We still serve a God that is healing people. We still serve a God that is delivering people from drugs and addiction. We still serve a God that is putting marriages and families back together. So if you've been discouraged this week, or you're in a moment, in a season where you're struggling, I just want to ask you, raise those hands, because see, God will meet you right in that place of trouble, right in that place of struggling. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, God, for what you're going to do in this service. God, for every person that's under the sound of my voice, Lord, however it is, Lord, whether it's on streaming or right here in this audience, God, I thank you right now that you've met them right where they're at. God, every place where they're hurting, God, every place where they're stressed, Lord, every place where they don't know what they're going to do, God, I ask you right now, Lord, to give them peace like only you can. God, for every inmate in Logan County Jail, Lord, I ask you to go up in every single pod right now and show them who you are. God, ain't nobody like you, so Daddy God, I ask you right now to just show them who you are, Lord, and save them, God, and deliver them. God, I plead the blood of Jesus right now over Logan County. God, I thank you right now, God, that the streets of Logan County, God, are saturated with your presence right now. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you right now that you expose, Lord, every drug dealer in this city. God, I ask that you would expose them, God, and save them. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Well, I'm so excited to be here this morning. For those of you, and you think, what did I just get myself into? Well, I'll just tell you. I'm a very unpolitically correct, blonde-headed, fiery pastor. I will not dance around the truth of the Bible. It just is what it is. And we will be over, this service will be over at 12 o'clock noon. So I've just taken all the guesswork plumb out of this whole thing. And so I'm happy to be here with family. I thank God for all that He's doing. If you're wondering where is God in this situation or that situation, I want to tell you that He's right up in the middle of it. That He's with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He knows exactly what you're going through, and He's met you right in that spot. So let's go this morning to Isaiah chapter 40. We're going to begin to read at verse 3. And you know, if there is a book in the Bible that'll just make you fall in love with Jesus, for me, it's Isaiah, because you just see how much that God loves us, how much that He's done for us, and how much that He will do for His children. So Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 3, it says here, "A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord." Now, I want to tell you this morning, however you've come in here, maybe you've been stressed, maybe you've been weary, maybe you've had a difficult time, maybe you're doing just fine. I want to tell you right now, prepare for the coming of the Lord. If you're going through a situation right now that's difficult, I'm going to encourage you to prepare in that situation a place where God to come in there. Many believers, they're looking for God, and they're saying, "God, where are you? Have you left?" God hasn't left. God won't leave. He said in His Word, "I'm never going to leave you, and I'm never going to forsake you." And look here, it's high time that every believer make a way for God. Prepare a way for Him. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming into the situations that seem so difficult. "A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley," everybody say, "every valley." "Every valley shall be raised up." Every valley. Every valley. Every bit of adversity that you face, God's turning it around. Every moment that you stay in that valley, God's saying, look here, I'm raising that valley up. Every valley in your life will be raised up. There are times where we get into things in our lives and we have difficulty, we have stresses, we have things that are tugging at us. And I want to tell you that right in the middle of that, that God is still God. God's not going to stop being God. He said, I am the God that changes not. I will be the same yesterday, today, and forever. What you saw him do for you yesterday, he'll do it for you today. But the thing is this right here. If the devil can get you living in any other moment other than the present right here and right now, he will do that. The devil will keep you in your past looking at all the things that you did that you're ashamed of. He'll keep you looking in the future of all the things that give you stress and anxiety. Look here, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that you're supposed to be living in. The Word of God says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough things in tomorrow. But be present in today. There were some things going on this week, and I was just all over the place. You ever catch yourself and you're just all over the place, and one minute your thoughts are here, and then the next minute your thoughts are there, and you're going, Lord, get me grounded, because I'm all over the place. And I said, God, I know you're trying to teach me something. What are you trying to teach me? Because I'm not that bright. Lord, if you'll just tell me what it is, I'm going to try to learn this lesson so I don't have to learn it three or four times. And God said, Kelly, I want you to live right in the moment. Right in the moment. Because, see, I've blessed each and every single day. But you can't really soak in those blessings when you're living in yesterday or tomorrow. Live in today, because God wants to bless you today. He will bless you tomorrow, but he wants to bless you today, and he wants you to be present in today. And so it says, every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. Look here, now the Word of God says, if you have faith that the size of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain and tell it to be removed. Now let me tell you what, the Word of God, we also just read where it says, every mountain, I'm going to level it out. Every hill, I'm going to level it out. There are so many times where we're looking at something that seems so big in our lives and we're saying, now, God, what are you going to do about it? Look here. We know one thing. God is faithful. God is faithful. He will take care of the mountains that you face. He will take care of the hills that you feel like you keep trying to climb to the top, but you keep getting knocked down. He'll take care of those things. Live in today. Live in this moment. See the beauty in today, because God wants to bless you in today. He wants to bless you right where you're at. In the beginning of the pandemic, I kept saying, well, when we get through this hard time, you ever catch yourself saying, well, when things get back to normal, when this happens or when that happens, and we postpone life. We postpone happiness. We postpone that time with our families. We postpone, a lot of people say, well, when this happens, I'll go back to church. When this happens, I'll do this. And when this happens, I'll do that. Look here. Today. God wants to bless you in today. Can you be present in today for the blessing? Can you be present in today for the breakthrough? Because, see, the devil will keep you in any day but today. We got to live in today. And it says, every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level and the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice cries out, and I said, what shall I cry? All men are like grass, and all of their glory is like the flowers of the field. And the grass withers, and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass, the grass withers, and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever. The words of our God stand forever. Forever. And that's why week after week I say, get into the Word. Get into the Word. That's the only thing that will stand forever, is the Word. A lot of times I'll ask people, they'll have a problem, and I'll say, well, what has God told you about your battle? Well, Pastor Kelly, I don't know. Well, that's going to put you in a tight spot, because you need to know what God has said about what you're going through. Because whatever he said, it's going to stand. Come hell or high water, it'll stand. It'll stand in the good times. It'll stand in the bad times. It'll stand when you got everybody with you, and it'll stand when you got everybody against you. The Word of God is never going to fail you. That's why you got to put that Word up in that heart. Get into the Word. It's not enough to just hear me say a few verses on Sunday morning. That is not enough. It's a daily walk with God, and the children of God need to know the promises of God. If you can figure out and hear God, he will talk to you about what you're going through, and he will give you instructions. He will lead you, and he will guide you. But you got to know the Word. You got to know the Word, and once you know it, you can take it all the way to the bank and cash that check, because it's going to stand irregardless of what's going on. And so it says here, but the word of our God stands forever. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. And you who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up and do not be afraid. Look here, if you're intimidated and embarrassed of God down here, he'll be embarrassed of you up there. Now, I know that doesn't sound nice, but I told you in the beginning of this message that I wasn't going to be sugarcoating nothing today. Amen? There's supposed to be a distinction between the children of God and people that haven't gotten saved yet. You're supposed to be the salt of the earth. Now, salt, you eat a bunch of salt, it's going to make you thirsty. Ask Sister Millie. Salt is her favorite food. I have learned when she comes over to my house for supper, I got to find that salt shaker. Because before she asks for tea or anything else, she's going to say, where's the salt? I put it right by her table, right by her little place sitting there at my table, because I know Mama's going to want the salt. It don't matter if I have salted that stuff to high heaven. She wants that salt with her dinner. And when she fell a few months ago and we had to feed her, here was Dad, and he would bring the salt. And he would say, hold on, Mildred, I'm going to salt this food. And I would go, don't you think that's enough salt for Mother? I mean, we're not trying to kill her with it. We've already got this arm problem. We don't need no more problems. That's enough salt for her. So anyways, there needs to be a distinction in who we are. Because let me tell you something. God's got things for you to do. And if God told you exactly every little thing, every detail, you'd think, now, God, how are you going to do that out of me? But let me tell you something. Your walk's got to match your talk. You got to be present in the moment. You got to be that Christian when everybody's looking, and you got to be that Christian when nobody's looking. Because let me tell you something. God's always looking. And he's looking to see who can he trust. Who can he trust with things? And so it says, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. And we can see all in our country where believers have lost their voice. Amen. Believers have lost their voice, and it's time that we get it back. It's time that we stand up for what's right. Don't matter what anybody says about it. It's time to be who we're supposed to be. And so it says, lift up your voice with a shout, lift it up and do not be afraid, and say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. Now, in the beginning of 2019, I don't know how y'all do the beginnings of years, but back in my 20s, I would play along. Everybody's like, well, she's not far off from 20. Look here, I'm almost 40. And I'm going, where did that go? Where did it go? I want to know. But back in my 20s, I would mess around and I would say, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to be a better wife. I'm going to be a better mother. I'm going to have Jeremy a hot supper on that table at 5 o'clock. I'm going to be more patient with my kids. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Look here. I'm a little bit more grounded than I used to be in my 20s. And here's what I tell God. Here's what I told him in 2019 in January. I said, God, you know I ain't going to do none of that stuff. I ain't going to lose 20 pounds. And I ain't going to cook supper for Jeremy every night. That's just reality. I may buy him supper every night, but I ain't cooking it every night. And he don't want me to. Because it ain't that good. All the more reason I'm amused God would want me to cook for all of our wonderful people we cook for on Monday night. Because I'm like, God, are you sure? I think you've missed it. No, he's like, Kelly, I'm sure. And I'm going to equip you. And so anyhow, in 2019, I said, God, I'm not going to do none of that superficial stuff. You know I don't have any follow-through with that. But God, if you'll tell me what to pray and what to do and how to dedicate this year to you, God, I'll do it. And he said, Kelly, I want you to ask me for Logan County. I said, well, I didn't realize I could ask you for a whole county. He said, Kelly, I want you to ask me for Logan County. I want to give it to you. And so I began to pray for Logan County. I said, God, in Jesus' name, I ask you right now for Logan County. God, I ask you right now for you to change Logan County, God, in Jesus' name. Now, look here. We're just getting started with that. We're getting started, and we're making a dent in it. But look here. It says, say to the towns of Judah, here's your God. You know what we're doing? We're telling the county, we're telling Logan County, here's your God. It's not the God that you've heard about before that's ready to knock you upside the head every time you do something wrong. It's not the God that says you got to come into church looking all prim and proper. It's not the God that's waiting to judge you every time you do something. It's the loving, gracious God that he actually is that says, look here, I stand at the door and I'm knocking and I'm asking you to let me in because I want to change your life, because I want to turn some things around. That's our God. That's who God is. God is not the mean, cold-hearted person that lots of pastors portray. That's not the God that I serve. Amen. And so, I was in a town meeting this week. They said, Pastor Kelly, I want you to tell us about, I was actually in two. We want you to tell us about Logan County. I thought, well, where do I get started? And I just began to tell them about our county. And I said, you know what? God's going to change this county. Amen. A few weeks ago, there was a big bust. And a lot of people, they say, we hear you praying about drug bust all the time on your lives. And I know that probably sounds insane to people. But look here, I don't want drugs up in here. I don't want them on the streets where my kids go to school. I don't want them up in anywhere. I don't want them in this county. I don't want them in the counties by our county. I don't want them up in here no matter what. I don't want that up in here. And I'm not praying for those people to die and go to hell. I'm saying, God, in Jesus' name, I ask that you would allow situations to come up in their life where they would get saved to the bone. And every person that they turned onto them drugs, God, you'd use them to help save those people. I went up in the jail a couple weeks ago, and I began to minister to these women. And I said, I'm going to do something that I don't ever do. Because look here, I've had people ask me before, why don't you give an invitation for salvation at every message? I had a woman call me to the back about 6 months ago, and she said, I'm just offended that you don't ask a salvation thing every time that you preach. And I said, sister, look here. God did not send you to Paris Christian Center for you to change Paris Christian Center. God brought you here to make you a vessel so God could use you to change Logan County. But look here, I ain't going to ask about salvation every single time. I'm going to ask about salvation when God tells me to do that. Because look here, here's what I've learned in 36 years of ministry. John, you can get the same people saved every Sunday. I ain't into that. I'm into true, born-again salvation. And I'm not into the number thing where I can say, well, this many people did this and this many people did. I ain't keeping tally. So I went in there the other day, and there was a fresh new set of girls. That's always intimidating because you don't know what they're going to do to you once they get in there and lock the doors. I was ministering. And the neatest thing, I love ministering there because it's like a wave and you can feel the Holy Spirit come up in there. And you can literally just see it. And you can see all of their hearts just right there open. And I just said, girls, I feel very strongly that some of you need to be saved. I've never asked this up in this jail because I don't want to be that pastor that gets you saved every week. I want to be that pastor that leads you to the God that you've been seeking out. I said, is there anybody in here that wants to be saved? They all begin to raise their hands. Now let me tell you something. God wants to use you in today. It's a miracle every time a pastor gets behind a pulpit and preaches a message, because everything wrong will happen on a Sunday morning. Every time. If you're going to get in an argument with your spouse, it's going to happen on Sunday morning. We did not argue this morning, I will tell you that. I turn on my praise music on Sunday morning and I lock the kids out of my bedroom and I say, I'm trying to get the presence of God on me. Look here, don't you come up here and jerk my chain because I don't need that. I'm high strung enough. I put that praise and worship music on and I just soak it in. Sister Brenda was back here using the sink. And water was coming out the bottom just as quick as it was flowing out the top. And a few other things have happened this morning. And I thought, this would be the day this happens with the sink, because I am wearing these white pants, and me and white don't get along anyways. And I bent down there, and I thought, this is the part of the job nobody tells you about. When you become a plumber, I get down there, and they go, yep, we've got a problem. That's my diagnosis. Yeah, it's leaking water. That's my second diagnosis. Third, we need a plumber. Third revelation. But Sister Virginia, while I was down there squatted down looking at the sink this morning, I just had to laugh. Because I thought, devil, you've worked really hard on my nerves this morning. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm still praying for Logan County. And I'm still going to live in the moment. And you're not going to take me up out of this moment. Because my flesh person wanted to say, well, what about tomorrow? I got to cook, which I'm not great at. And I've got to be able to wash them dishes and all sorts of things. And I started racking that up in my head. And God said, Kelly, we're living in today. There's a blessing in today. Live in today. And so let's go to Isaiah chapter 41, verse 9 through 13. And it says here, I took you from the ends of the earth, and from its farthest corners I called you. And let me tell you something. God has called you, and not only has he called you, but he's called you by name. Not only has he called you by name, but he has no regrets when it comes to you. He's not sitting there looking and thinking, well, I regret ever messing with them, or I regret this. He's not sitting there thinking that. But he's called you, and he's called you, and he wants to bring you to him. And so it says, I said, you are my servant, and I have chosen you and have not rejected you. I feel like that's very important for somebody to hear. This life, if it'll do something to you, it'll reject you time and time again. And it'll make you feel inadequate. It'll make you feel like you're not good enough, like nothing you do is making a difference. And that's not reality. The reality is that you're doing very well. If you weren't, you wouldn't be having so many problems. I was looking at that this morning, and I thought, you must be doing something real right. Because all morning long, I've said, God, I'm going to brush that off. God, I've said it about 20 times. God, I'm going to brush it off. Lord, I am not going to allow the devil to have a foothold up in Sunday. Lord, in Jesus' name, give me the grace that it's going to take to do exactly what you want me to do. And it says, I called you, I have chosen you, and have not rejected you. And I want to tell you this morning that God has chosen you, that you still have a calling, that the Word of God says that the calling of God comes without repentance. There are people, and they have a tremendous, enormous calling on their life, and for one reason or another, things have happened. But I want to tell you this, God has not changed his mind. God still has that calling. He still has that thing that you were born to do. He still has that calling that he's still bringing out. And look here, we want to think that those little bumps in the road have slowed us down, but you know what? They're all a part of it. They're bringing you to where you're going to be. Don't be resentful towards things when it comes up. Just say, God, I know you're going to handle it. Lord, I'm going to live in today. God, I'm not going to live in tomorrow. Tomorrow's got enough issues of its own. We're going to live in today. And we're going to do great and mighty things today. And so it says here, so do not fear, for I am with you. There's so much fear going on in the world that we live in today. And what fear does is it just paralyzes people. Absolutely paralyzes people to where we don't know what to do next. Look here. Perfect love casts out fear. We serve a perfect God who loves us deeply. And so God has a plan. When you have a decision to walk into fear or walk into faith, walk into faith. When you're having trouble walking into faith, it's the only time I recommend that you look back and make a mental note just how faithful that God was. When you want to look and you want to think, well, God, this looks really bad, you need to look at God's track record. Has he failed you? No. Has he been late? No. Did he do it on your timetable? No. Did he do it how you thought he was going to do it? Probably not. But did he do it better than you could have ever imagined? Absolutely. Absolutely, every time. And so it says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I am your God. The older I get, I just tell God, Lord, I don't know how you're going to handle this, but I know that you will. When things come up and you want to be troubled about them, how many of you got some things and you're having to fight right now to not allow yourself to be troubled over those things? Look here. Let those things roll off. Let them roll off. Miss Barbara, there's things right now in my life and I'm tempted, and I'm got that tug of war up in me that wants to be classic Kelly and worry and stress. But look here, on my best day, here's what I know. God, you're going to handle it. Lord, there were things far bigger than this that I thought was going to be the end of everything, and God, you handled those so well. God, help me to trust you. God, help me to just totally rely on you. Let me tell you something. The moment that you'll give up that idol of worrying about that situation, you know that those worries can become an idol? They can and they will. You keep nursing them little boogers, and they're going to be a big booger. I know it, Mama Brenda. I told you I wasn't politically correct. She used to change my diaper, so she knows I'm just... I told her she was going to deliver my babies, but I gave her a break on that. But she's been with me through some very difficult times. Amen. God's brought us through some stuff. I have no doubt. Look here. God ain't going to quit doing that. I finally said today in praise and worship, God said, Kelly, get a hold of yourself. And I said, God, you've done far bigger things than what you'll have to do right now in this situation to make it right. So, God, I'm going to trust you. God, I'm going to just go on and give it to you. See, because God knows the end of a thing before the beginning of it ever even gets started. He knows. All through my Bible, you could look. I've had this Bible since I was 10 years old. And 3 years ago, it used to be pink. And 3 years ago, my dad, he bought it for me when I was 10. And I'm 36, so this Bible's 26 years old. I'll have it till the day I die. And I'll probably preach out of it till the day I die. And as a gift, he said, I want to rebind that Bible for you. And I remember the day that I got it. And so we rebound this Bible. And all through it is just written. Probably every page has something written. And as I was preparing this message last night, I saw this and it brought me back to the day that I wrote it. But Michelle, can you read the date on this little memo I wrote myself? September 1st, 2018, I made myself a little note. Because, see, I make myself little milestones so I can look back and remember just how faithful that God was. And some of you don't know this. I used to be in the health field, the medical field, and I was in that field for 14 years. And I was very successful at my job. And my boss absolutely hated me for that. Sometimes how that goes. And I really struggled. And the struggle kept getting worse, and it kept getting worse, and it kept getting worse. And one day God brought me to this place, Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10, and it says, I will strengthen you, and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteousness. Right hand. And Brother John, I wrote September the 1st of 2018. Here's what I wrote. When it looks like it's all falling apart, God's going to strengthen you then. And I said, God, I don't know what you're going to have to do in this. I told my family, you know, it's hard to see people struggle. I don't like to see people struggling. I like to see everybody happy. And I said, look, I want y'all to butt out because, see, I'm going to go through this battle. And when I get through with the battle, God's going to still be who he said that he was. And I don't know how God's going to handle this, but God's going to handle it. And God's going to handle me because I ain't completely right either. Can you be real with yourself? Boss didn't like me. I started not liking her. I'll tell you. I am not afraid to tell you. Well, this was September the 1st of 2018. January the 10th of 2019, just a few months after I wrote this, I went in there one morning, and I walked away from that career that I had been in for 14 years. And I had no idea what God had planned. But I said, God, I'm going to live in today. I didn't even know why I quit that job. I just did it in a moment. And I felt lost. I felt like, what did I do? I felt like a big fat chunk of me was missing because I loved it. And now I look back and I think, God, look what you did. Look what you did. When God does what he wants to do in your life, I'm not saying it's not going to be painful. Sometimes it's gut-wrenching, and it's because you haven't made it to the point where you can see where he was trying to take you. See, September 1st of 2018, in January of 2019, I prayed that prayer. God, what do you want me to pray? Ask me for Logan County. How was he supposed to give it to me if I wasn't doing this? See, God will have you pray for some things and you don't even know what you're praying for. And then you pray, you get what you prayed for and you're like, God, why'd you do this to me? Look here. Live in today. Live in today. I quit that job. And in the same day, began to work for Parish Christian Center the same day. In the beginning, I felt so lost because there was a part of me that was still grieving over what I thought that I had lost. And I want to tell you, if there's one thing that you can do to really hinder yourself is looking back and thinking what you lost. Because see, God's not in it for you to lose. God's in it for you to win. He made what the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. See, he will never take something from you without putting something better up in its place. Amen. But you got to go through some stuff that may be treacherous and it may hurt, but God is still faithful. He is still just. He is still God. He's going to keep being God. Every single time. And I looked at this last night and I just thought, I'm just can't even do nothing but laugh over this because it says, God, you'll strengthen and you'll help us. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. And though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all, for I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand. God will take a hold of you. Amen. God will flat out take a hold of you. We've been on a wild ride. I've gone from, did y'all think in the beginning of this pandemic, Shirley still works in some things with healthcare. I thought this was like a little cold bug. And this would be over in like a month. And now I'm like, I don't even like to say the word corona. But I'm like, God, I realize that you did some things that couldn't have been birthed any other way. Wednesday, I was out here and we had another record week. That is my precious little godson. I love this baby. Come here, honey, because I'm going to pick you up. And so anyways, I was going to the bathroom, and there was a woman that came in here, and I was thinking, I'm just trying to go to the bathroom. Like, literally, that's all I'm trying to do is go to the bathroom. And she came in here, and she said, Pastor Kelly, I want you to try this papaya. And I said, all right, I'm going to try that papaya. Give it to me. I'm going to try it. And I tried that papaya, and I began to talk to her. And as we came to the threshold of this door, she just began to weep. And look here, I can't take crying because I'm going to cry with you. I don't have to know you. I'll just cry with the best of them. I was doing a funeral a few weeks ago, and the family started crying. I did not know the lady, and I started crying. I just want people to be happy. Crying bothers me because I want everybody to be happy. And Sherry, we got there out there on that stoop, and she was still crying, and I was just thinking, well, what has something done? Did you not get a watermelon? Because we're going to make that right. Like, please enlighten me, because we're going to stop this crowd. I'm going to help you out somehow. And she said, you just don't understand. My family wouldn't even be able to eat if it wasn't for you. And Gary, God brought me back to that place where I remembered all the struggling. And so I had to correct her, and I said, sis, it's all God. It's all God. God did all of this. God did all of it. I said, you want to help us? Yes. I said, I want you to begin to pray for the Manna Center. Start praying for it. Okay. Look here. God'll do in your life what you thought could not be done. He'll do it. He'll do it, and he'll do it in such a way everybody will know it would only be God. So Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. This little baby is such a blessing. Every time I hold him, I feel blessed. And it says here, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Who wants this little darling? My dad's raising his hand. All right. Well, come up here and get him, bro, eh? We're all fighting over the baby. I told you I wasn't politically correct. Look here. This little baby, if he wants to be a part of this service, he can be a part of this service. Amen? Yes, you can. Mwah. All right. He's like, what did you just do to me? Well, my daddy is his daddy's godfather, so we love our kids. So Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18, forget the former things. Forget them. Forget them. They'll hold you back. They will straight up hold you back. You got to forget about them. They'll mess you up. In the very early days when I worked for Parish Christian Center, before we started pastoring, you know, when you go to I used to just go to Mom and Dad's house, and we'd work out of the house, and we'd do things. We just went all over the place, me and Dad, as I began to work for the church. And that was the house that I grew up in. And, you know, certain things about your childhood you'll forget, and then something may trigger a memory, and then you'll kind of, you know. And one day I was trying to help my mother, who at that time was working. I thought, I'm going to get all mother's towels folded up for her so she doesn't have to come home and do this. So I went in the laundry room, and one of the things that I love about Mom and Dad's house is they have done a lot of updates, but Rosie, there's still little places in their home that were exactly how they were when I was little. One of those things is their laundry room, and in their laundry room is some wallpaper. And I got up there in that laundry room, and I was just brokenhearted. I thought, I'll never be the same. Why did I do what I did? Why did I leave? And I got up in there in that laundry room, and I looked at that wallpaper, and God brought me back to my childhood, and he brought me back to growing up in the ministry. And he said, Kelly, I've had to bring you back. I've had to bring you back to a place where you remember all the things that I did. Because, Kelly, I'm just getting started. I'm just getting started. Kelly asked me for Logan County. Kelly asked me to do something big. Because, look here, God loves the people of this county. He loves the people of this city. He loves us. And it's high time that we realize that we were put here for purpose. For purpose. And so it says, forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. You want to move forward and live your best life? Give up what was. Realize that God has something so much better. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing, and right now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. He's making a way. So when we come to those places in our lives, and we're sitting here and we're thinking, how am I going to make this happen? What we need to understand is we're not. But He is. He will make them happen. He will see them through to the very end. But in the meantime, what God would love from His children is for them to enjoy each and every single day. Am I saying you won't have hard times? No, you'll have hard times. In this life, you'll have trials and you'll have tribulation, but the Word of God tells us to be of good cheer because He has overcome everything that we will ever face. Amen. Y'all stand to your feet. Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank You, God, for every single thing that You've done in this service, Lord, the Word that You've planted. God, I ask that You'd help it to grow, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank You right now for what You've got for us this week, God, the blessing and the breakthrough, God, the provision, Lord, the absolute favor, God, and we magnify You, Lord, in each and every single way, and we praise You, God, in Jesus' name, amen.